Report: Trump and Vance not invited to Dick Cheney's funeral in D.C. by Amy Furr on November 20, 2025. President Donald Trump reportedly did not receive an invitation to former Vice President Dick Cheney's funeral in Washington, D.C. on Thursday, according to Axios, while a source told CNN Vice President J.D. Vance was also snubbed. Cheney's family revealed he had died at the age of 84 on November 3 due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease, per Breitbart News. According to an Axios report published Thursday, sitting presidents typically attend the funerals of former presidents and vice presidents. But the George W. Bush administration VP's previous support for Trump soured after the January 6 U.S. Capitol riot. And he publicly criticized the GOP leader in a 2022 campaign ad for his daughter, then-Representative Liz Cheney, R.Y. Meanwhile, CNN reported a source saying Vice President J.D. Vance also did not receive an invitation to the invite-only memorial service where 1,000 guests were expected to gather at Washington's National Cathedral. The article continued. Former Presidents George W. Bush and Joe Biden will pay their respects, along with former Vice Presidents Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, Al Gore, and Dan Quayle. There are also expected to be a number of Supreme Court justices, including Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Brett Kavanaugh and Elena Kagan. A large number of past and present cabinet members from both Republican and Democratic administrations will also attend, as well as congressional leaders from both sides of the aisle. Speaker Emeritus Nancy Pelosi is expected to attend along with Senate Majority Leader John Thune and former leader Mitch McConnell. Former President George W. Bush eulogized his running mate, saying Cheney was a calm and steady presence and among the finest public servants of his generation, Breitbart News reported on November 4. The outlet noted. The war on terror under George W. Bush was the defining event of Dick Cheney's career. Those were the years that crystallized the left's hatred of him as a warmonger. In the years afterward, as a growing segment of the Republican electorate came to see the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan as expensive follies, Cheney's star among conservatives began to sink. Cheney was far too intelligent to be surprised by this, but he did not seem to like it very much. The animosity between Cheney and Trump Republicans was mutual. The Cheney family snubbing the current Republican president and vice president is a pointed reminder of the stark divide between the old guard Republican establishment and the party remade in the image of MAGA. Just after his re-election in 2024, Trump criticized Vice President Kamala Harris, D, and Democrats moved to embrace the Cheneys, according to Breitbart News. In a post on Truth Social, Trump wrote the Democrats made a big mistake in getting crazy Liz Cheney and her father, Dick, involved in their campaign for president. It made the Republicans angry, and the Democrats just plain scratching their heads in amazement. It is always a bad idea to bring losers into a political campaign,